This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I got to open with something light here because, you know, with everything that's been going on, it's been, you know, very sad and negative lately. You know, whenever I feel sad, I, you know, put on some music. And one of my favorite songs to listen to, it's been out now for a while, is that Despacito song, right? Despacito. That song, well, get this, guys. This Despacito song, which means slowly, all right, is such a hit. I think it's had like 3.4 billion views on YouTube. But get this. Puerto Rico now is seeing a jump in tourism. Because Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee rapper talk about, you know, this is how we do it in Puerto Rico. And I guess people watch the video. Puerto Rico looks really good. It's a good song. It looks like it's fun. You know, it's still American land, American territory. And so they say it has upped interest in Puerto Rico from tourists since its release by almost 50%. Now, the lyric is, this is how we do it down in Puerto Rico. They say that's all it took. Now, I would say, wait a second here. Okay, it could also be that people are very, very fearful of what's been going on in Mexico. It could also be cost. You know, there could be a lot of other reasonings, you know, for this, and, you know, but I think that's fascinating. You guys, Arena, they go, pasito, pasito, suave, suavecito. It's just a real good song. It's like, it's fun. I really, really like it. All right? And they say the interest in Puerto Rico right now is the La Perla district in Old San Juan and Club La Factoria, or Factoria. I guess that is extensively in the video, so people want to go and see it. You know, just like when people go to Europe, they're like, you know, they want to see, you know, the Eiffel Tower and all that. Well, if something's in a song, they're going to want to see that. Now, the country welcomes about 4 million tourists per year. They think now, because of the Despacito song, it's going to reach close to 6 million in 2018. And so Fonsi wrote on Instagram, what a joy it is to read this in international media. Puerto Rico is the true protagonist of the song and this video. Even though there's this woman with real short shorts in the video, and you're like, okay, come on, really, people? You know, it is about Puerto Rico. Now, the Puerto Rican tourist boost comes at a time when the country declared bankruptcy earlier this year in order to restructure a $70 billion debt to the U.S. So Puerto Rico had to file bankruptcy. I got to tell you, Fonsi and Yankee, they really need to get like a key, you know, to the city. They need to get, I don't know, but if they're really helping their issues, that's awesome. Apparently it tied Mariah Carey's number one hit. I think even Justin Bieber helped sing one of the songs or whatever. So pretty cool. Remember the song, Kokomo from the Beach Boys? Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to, that song? Okay. Except on key, remember it on key? You know, Aruba, Jamaica, Kokomo, you know, these islands and the tourism jumped up phenomenally with that. In fact, you know, when you know, people think about, you know, oh, hello, do you guys want to go to Jamaica? You know, do you want to go to Aruba? You don't forget the song. And, you know, we used to do this in advertising. I talk a lot about advertising and marketing because that's kind of my love. I love advertising and marketing. And, you know, years ago, you would have jingles, you know, Pits of the Last Drop, Maxwell House. So every time you see Maxwell House, you think about that, right? Or Coca-Cola. Every time you thought about Coca-Cola, you know, I'd like to teach the world to sing. So you would see these, you would see the commercial in your head. You would think of the song, you know, Double Mint, Big Red. You know, Big Red. What was the Big Red fuzz song? That's with Big Red, that Big Red freshness last right through. Okay, every time I see a product, I can't get the song out of my head. Now, maybe it's because I saw too much TV as a kid. But for any of you that, you know, are in marketing or you want to market your product, okay, you get something in a song, and we're talking a very famous song and a very catchy song. It is forever. What was that song? 8975309. I mean, whoever had, or 857, whatever the, you know, 9309. That, okay. Whoever has that phone number, I don't even think they could give that phone number out. So anyway, I just thought that was pretty cool. We also have some other cool news, keeping it light. All right. Opening the show. Cocoa, all right, or chocolate may prevent diabetes. Chocolate may prevent diabetes. You guys getting all this? Why? Because it could stimulate the release of insulin. And cocoa has epicatechin, whatever, monomers. These reduce obesity and help cope with high blood sugar, enhancing your insulin secretion. They think that supplements will be able to aid us in our glucose management and maybe help prevent diabetes. These epicatechins, I can't even pronounce the sucker. It enhances insulin from specific cells, probably the beta cells. And study author at BYU said, you probably have to eat a lot of cocoa, and you probably don't want it to have a lot of sugar in it. So we're talking about cocoa that doesn't taste good. But if they could figure out how to make chocolate taste good without the sugar and the milk and the creamy caramel and all the stuff, although personally I just like my chocolate the way it is, you know, that could be pretty damn good. The researchers had built this study on previous research from Virginia Tech. So these are the type of studies I want to hear. So keep it up. Keep working on that chocolate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates. It's holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our Spine Care Consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
I've been taking One World Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it three times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents plus special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, there's been some pictures out there of sharks swimming down Houston streets. And I am here to tell you that that is fake, okay? We are not going to see sharks make it all the way inland. However, hurricane or tropical storm Harvey has displaced snakes, fire ants, and gators, all right? As the storm continues to drench southeast Texas, Houston, now Louisiana, they say people aren't the only ones trying to seek higher ground. Also, wild animals that are running around are too. Reports and images of swimming snakes and lurking alligators are making the rounds on social media. And they say, yeah, I'm right now looking at a picture of a fake shark. I'm like, really, people? Come on. Oh, some people are so dumb. Remember when September 11th happened, there were pictures circulating of people up on top of the World Trade Center taking pictures, tourists, and you see the plane coming. And it wasn't the right angle or anything, but, you know, people have too much time on their hands to sit there while people are dying and, you know, people are in major distress to sit there and make these stupid memes and pictures, etc. But anyway, they say the Houston metropolitan area is home to thousands of American alligators, and they reside in hundreds of miles of streams and bayous. There's more than 20 species of snakes, billions of invasive fire ants, a lot of deer, raccoons, other critters. I thought there was a wild hog running around the place, too. And they need to escape the rising water also. You know, that's why when there's flooding, you see a lot of rats come in. Because, again, they want to be in, you know, they want to be on dry land. So Texas wildlife officials and professionals say with no Noah's Ark to ferry them away, they're showing up in some unusual spots. And, you know, so not only are people dealing with the flooding and, you know, dealing with the, their lack of having a home, now they get freaked out by seeing these wild animals. But they say there's no reason to panic. They say in Houston, you've got pretty much two things, where you build, which is higher, and where you don't build, which is low. Wildlife is going to seek the higher areas, and which happens to be the places where we build. Mammals that don't want to be in the water may end up being in your attic or garage. Hundreds of thousands of alligators live in Texas, and they're concentrated on the swampy southeast coast. The southeast coast is now underwater. They do not like cold or fast-moving rainwater that is rushing through the bayous, so they may just try to, you know, migrate inland until they could later go back to their homes. All right. They say an 8-foot alligator in the front yard is not really that unusual in southeast Texas. Chris Stevens said his alligator relocation company called Gator Squad has gotten more calls from neighborhoods in Fort Bend County, southwest of Houston, where alligators aren't so common. The only problem is with the road closures, he and his partner can only respond to life-threatening situations. So they've removed 3 gators since the flooding began. All were between 3 and 5 feet long. One showed up in a drainage ditch behind a house in the Houston community of Maryland. You know, I wonder how much they charge or if anybody's charging. You know, you see these businesses, and there was a mattress store that opened up their place to let people, you know, sleep on the mattresses, which was so awesome and phenomenal. I don't know how many thousands of dollars it's costing him, you know, being closed for business and, you know, opening up like that. That is awesome. I wonder if these companies like Gator Squad or whatever, what do? Do they charge or do they, you know, since everybody's kind of pitching in and helping, do they help? But then on the other end, you know, how do you, you know, still do your services for free? You know, somebody's got to pay the bills. That's the most frustrating thing about this, okay? You know, rent is due this week, right? Power bills are due. Car payments are due. I wonder if the banks are going to do anything for all these people that, you see, I mean, the world still has to go around. I wonder what's happening with that. Maryland resident Melissa Burns snapped a photo of a small alligator a few blocks from her house. And so you've seen probably that picture with the alligator running around. And it's a cute little baby. Yeah, it's really a cute one, a little one. Yeah. People are freaking out, but Steven says he's telling callers to stay calm, keep their distance, and do not try to do a selfie with the animal. Those with a gator under their car might try nudging it with a long push broom. See, alligators, I don't think, are as dangerous as crocodiles. I think crocodiles will go after you. So anyway, David Steen, a reptile expert, assistant research professor at Auburn University Museum of Natural History, made similar points, saying, look, the advice I would give people now is the same advice I usually give. Okay, be conscious of where you put your hands and feet. Do not try to mess with the animals. Getting in a fight with you is really low on the list of a snake or alligator's priorities right now. They're just trying to get through the storm. Okay, I would say yes, but I think they're also getting hungry. All right, a couple days from now, if these alligators can't find their way back home, they may start getting hungry, and they may, even if they don't want to eat you, they may just really not like you. Now, snakes, apparently the Houston area has about 23 species and subspecies of snakes, all of which can swim if they need to, but they don't prefer it. They would rather scale buildings or trees to stay dry. So we see a snake slithering up a brick house, a rat snake. It likes to climb trees and things like that. And that's scaring people that now there could be snakes falling out of trees. Now, he says only 5 of the area's snake species are venomous. Most snakes, however, pose little harms to humans. So they say don't cut their heads off. They will move about their way and go back to where they came from. Snake bites usually happen if you try to catch, kill, or harass the reptile. See, here's my problem with that again. Let's say something happens and they accidentally fall out of a tree and they fall on you. They may feel harassed and bite you. So I would just stay away from the trees. They say some officials in the coastal city of Corpus Christi decided to take their chances. They say Tim Craig sent photos of him showing a western diamondback rattlesnake. He was holding it. It was dead. And he seemed pretty proud of, you know, finding it and killing it. The second photo shows his rattle. And that's some pretty scary stuff. Now, fire ants. Many of you guys have already seen this. There is a lily. I don't want to call it a lily pad. But apparently the fire ants, they are smart. They are very good flood survivors. And they were able to, just like in the Ant-Man movie, make a buoy and basically float along the water. Now, these red imported fire ants are an invasive species with a very nasty sting. It could burn, blister, scar. From what we understand, people who are hypersensitive to it could even die. They are destructive to wildlife and agriculture. During floods, they are teammates. So you see this group of ants that emerged from the soil came together forming floating rafts several feet wide. And these flotillas are terrifying, according to Washington Post. That's what they're calling it, a flotilla. And they have starred on social media. This is crazy stuff. They are, like, long. They say do not touch the ant colonies. All right, and then other wildlife, there's deer. They're running around, so people are finding deer. What else are they finding? I'm trying to see. Bats. There's been some bats. Let me see. A lot of people aren't as worried about the bats. They're like, they'll fly away. There are some other wildlife populations that we haven't talked about. But they said one species that they're concerned about is the Atwater Prairie Chicken. They live in coastal Texas, and insects will eat what the chickens eat. There's only about 100 of the birds remaining in the wild, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, so some endangered species may also be at risk by this flood. You know, and not to take away from all the concern we have with all the human distraught and devastation that's going on. But, you know, on top of that, people are dealing with wildlife and snakes and ants and all sorts of stuff. So it blows your mind. I tell you, when nature comes in, you really get face-to-face with nature. And it's unbelievable how powerful it is. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Rebel, rebel.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Brandon from Tacoma writes, I heard that we don't have real studies on marijuana that are valid. The media is making marijuana appear safe, so the liberals can push their agenda, he writes. Is marijuana truly a medicine or a drug being forced into unproven theories? Okay, I think what he's trying to say is the media wants us to think that marijuana is healthy so they can legalize marijuana in all states. Brandon, I'd love to talk to you because if you're in Tacoma, I'd love to know how it's... how things are going in your state with marijuana and the legalization of it. But here's the thing. We do have some studies. It's difficult because we don't have, organization or a website that tracks every single study. WebMD has a lot of information on marijuana, and there have been studies. All right? There have been. I mean, look, there's studies now on ecstasy, on mushrooms, on LSD. Okay? Drugs, recreational, whether they're legal or illegal, can be used in medical settings. I mean, almost any chemical can have an application if extracted and formulated properly. I mean, look at botulism. Botulism is deadly. In the 1940s and 50s, nobody would be caught dead touching botulism. And now here we are in the 21st century injecting it into our faces. So I believe that most chemicals out there will have some therapeutic benefit. But whether the media is biasing it one way or another, Brandon could be 1,000% correct on that. You know, we just don't seem to get all the scoop that we need to. You know, that's just the way it is with media. It's a shame. Media will cover what they want to cover. I've seen it. You know, I mean, it's, you know, like we, you know, like National Blood Donation Week last year, many news outlets covered it, but some were like, nah, we're going to cover something else. And we're like, you know, but, you know, this is something that, you know, people are doing. Governors declare, this is news, you know. You have two-thirds of the country, you know, declaring a day to help fight blood shortages. That's not news. Nah, I would rather talk about the election. I would rather talk about Hillary. I would rather talk about. And so I saw that with the media. So just because the media covers it doesn't mean it's actual news. News is what happens. You know, and I guess it's only news if it gets voiced. But let's look at what we have on marijuana. So WebMD gives us, a nice breakdown, okay? Not that it's their responsibility to, but it's really cool they did. So, like, for example, with Alzheimer's, they said one trial in 1997 found that synthetic THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, could ease symptoms of Alzheimer's. People were less agitated, and they ate better after treatment. Now, do we use Alzheimer's since this 1997 trial? Do we use marijuana and Alzheimer's? Probably not. But maybe there's some applications. Autism. Two animal studies show that chemicals in marijuana may help symptoms of some forms of autism. A study of children with autism is right now going on in UC Irvine, so we'll know more soon on that. Cancer. Several studies on animal and human cells in a small study on 9 people. This only 9, very small, suggested that THC and other cannabinoids might slow the growth of brain cancer. Multiple lab studies in human cells have also shown the potential for them to slow breast cancer and leukemia. The problem is we don't have studies in humans thus far that are good enough that have taken place. Chronic pain. According to WebMD, over 45 studies have looked at marijuana and pain related to chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, HIV, rheumatoid arthritis, and spinal injuries. They say the studies have included smoked marijuana along with herbal and man-made forms. The majority of the studies showed an improvement in pain relief in compared to placebo and other traditional pain medications. But a quarter of the studies showed no improvement. So even though we've had the majority of the studies showing improvement, you have other studies saying that didn't work. Epilepsy. A lot of anecdotal evidence that the marijuana lowered the, or maybe raised the seizure threshold, so these kids didn't get seizures as much. New York University has announced it is going to do a study of children with epilepsy and marijuana. Digestive disorders. So people have said that smoking marijuana helped them with their irritable bowel syndrome, their colitis, their Crohn's disease, and it reduced bowel inflammation and acid reflux. And they found that some patients were able to retain more nutrients in their body. So, maybe there is something to that. Again, maybe because it relaxes. Maybe there's something that the gut microbiome likes about marijuana. We don't know. Still has to be studied. Multiple sclerosis. We have 24 studies that looked at smoked marijuana, cannabinoids, and multiple sclerosis. Most reported that it helped relax patients' rigid muscles and help with pain. Now, we talked about Sativex in the prior hour. It has been approved to treat multiple sclerosis right now in 24 countries, but not in the U.S. Not sure why. Schizophrenia. Now, there's two clinical trials that showed that the THC, the psychedelic component, and cannabidiol could help with the psychotic and other symptoms associated with schizophrenia. Right now, the National Institutes of Health is funding a small clinical trial to see whether THC and cannabidiol could ease symptoms. I'm expecting that to, you know, show, you know, some that it will. So, you know, going back to what Brandon said, you know, we do have to be careful. I mean, even though I don't agree with them 100%, you know, we do have to be careful that what we hear in the news may be a slant. You know, we may see, let's say hypothetically, more marijuana risk news coming from Fox News, whereas marijuana benefit news coming from CNN, let's say. All right, and so that's very frustrating, and I talk about this a lot on the show. I am so damn frustrated with how the facts are distorted all the time. And both sides do it, okay? All right. You know, I wish we had a station that just gave us regular news. Now, I got to look it up. Somebody said there is a station now. There's this new news station where actually there was a LGBT rally for Donald Trump. I need to look this up. So it just basically told the news, not a lot of commentary. Maybe they interview a guest or two. I need to find this new news station. Maybe some of you guys are already watching it, but you know, that's interesting that there's, you know, that there was actually a, now, I mean, was it covered by any other news outlets? Can you find it on Google? I don't know. You know, we're being told Google is slanted left. Everybody in the media, Twitter, if all your news sources, right, have a possible lean, whether it's one way or the other, somebody give me something that's straight. That's why I guess I like WebMD, you know, for, you know, medical information. I like Mayo Clinic. You know, if you need to find, you know, medical information, you know, I would be very reluctant to get it from the New York Times, or, you know, to get it from Breitbart or whatever. You know, we need to have more sites, and I think there's a demand for that. You know, if I was, you know, a gambling person and I wanted to put a bunch of money into a network and I don't have money to do it, but if I had money, I would say, look, okay, this is just going to be the facts, okay? Donald Trump gave a speech, and this was the speech. There. Hillary Clinton has a book. And this is what the book's called. Now, it may not be entertaining, but you have people out there that just want the news. That's all we want. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are watching this very closely. There is Tropical Storm Irma forming in the Atlantic right now, and they are expecting this to move east and just a little too east for our taste. They say the Tropical Storm Irma has found in the, has formed in the Central Atlantic Ocean, according to the National Hurricane Center, and currently it poses no immediate threat to land. However, it is too early to track. As of 8 a.m., I believe, this morning, it had about 50-mile-per-hour winds. It's located 2,000 miles east of the Leeward Islands, about 3,000 miles southeast of Miami. Now, Irma was moving to the west at 13 miles per hour. I'm worried about this one because remember when we were looking at the names of the hurricanes? Okay, I was really worried about Gert. Okay, Gert just sounded like that was going to be a bad one. But I don't think, and I got to try to find that show. I think I was concerned about Irma also. And I also think I was concerned about Harvey, although nobody could have predicted this, even by looking at the names and the letters. So Irma is moving about 13 miles per hour, and the storm is forecast to strengthen into a hurricane by the end of the week. Winds estimated 75 miles per hour, and a tropical storm turns hurricane once it hits the 75 mile per hour mark. Now, they say it's going to take about a week to trek across the Atlantic Ocean, which is why we're watching it now. Weather Bell meteorologist Ryan Mallow said Irma is likely to become an intense hurricane near the Leeward Islands of the Caribbean. Now, Category 4 storms have winds of at least 130 miles per hour, and that was what Harvey was when it hit, made landfall in southeast Texas. It was positioned, I think the last positioning, 420 miles west of Cabo Verde Islands. So at first it looked like it was going to head more north, but they believe that by Labor Day weekend, it may turn a little bit south. And as we see with Harvey, it could turn, go away, and then come back in the Gulf. I'm not really looking forward to a whole nother tropical storm coming. They say the farther north it goes, the more likely that it will recurve to the north and away from land. But if it stays farther south, away from weaknesses in a large area of high pressure in the subtropics, it could keep cruising through the Caribbean, Central America, Mexico, and possibly the U.S. Now, they are still watching the Gulf of Mexico because even though Harvey moved inland, they think another tropical disturbance or tropical cyclone can move in. All right. They say models have consistently been hinting at a disturbance developing in the Bay of Campeche, or Campeche, I hope I pronounced it right, and tracking towards Texas by Wednesday. They say the latest run of the U.S. GFS model produces 10 to 15 inches of rain and a swath spanning southeast Texas through southern Louisiana. A lot of uncertainty with the system, but there is potential. I think now it's a shame that this is, you know, what has to happen. But, you know, there's been so many, you know, possible tropical storms and hurricanes that, you know, made warning that, you know, warnings had come up and evacuations had been recommended, you know, especially after Katrina, that after, you know, the seventh warning or whatever, people were like, nah, you know, I'm not that worried about this. And that's unfortunately what caught a lot of people with their pants down in Houston. And so now with Irma, you're seeing we're being very, very careful. Okay? We do not want to mess around with Irma. And again, I don't like the name. I don't know if I had a grandma named Irma or something, but all right. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People, I guess, are being advertised to on Instagram. And they say, according to CNN, many plastic surgeons promote their work on Instagram. And some users search the app to find surgeons. They say picking your next plastic surgeon on Instagram could bring some serious health risks if that surgeon is not board certified, according to a study published in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal. Only 17.8% of plastic surgery-related Instagram posts in the U.S. and Canada might come from board certified plastic surgeons. Only 17.8%. All right? I never advertised on Instagram. One is we kind of already had a lot of patients, and so we didn't want to advertise more because we were already pretty busy. But, you know, the other thing, too, is, there was this idea that if you advertised, you know, you know, very casual setting such as that, people wouldn't take you seriously. People would think you're having issues. Not the case anymore. Okay, people advertise on Facebook, social media now all the time, and it's a very welcomed way to advertise because it's free. There's a lot, ads you could sponsor, etc. But they say the majority of the posts were from physicians not trained in plastic surgery or professionals who were not even licensed as physicians. There were dentists, spa estheticians advertising plastic surgery work. Now, dentists are awesome, but they probably aren't the best choice for your boob job. Capiche? They say, according to Dr. Clark Sherry, board-certified Northwestern Medicine plastic surgeon and faculty member at Northwestern, said finding your surgeon on Instagram isn't necessarily a problem. All right? You know, so if you have, if you have a doctor that is on Instagram, that's good. You know, and they may show, look, these are my patients, whatever. But it arises when you have people that pose as board-certified professionals in that field that aren't. To be board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, a physician must have at least 5 years of approved surgical training, including a residency of plastic surgery, and must pass comprehensive written and oral exams in plastic surgery. Certification is a voluntary credential, but by choosing a board certified plastic surgeon, patients can be assured that the surgeon completed at least 5 years of additional training as a resident and graduated from an accredited medical school. Apparently in Canada, they have a similar process as well. So like for me, being a board certified family physician, that's voluntary. All right. I wanted to get my fellowship or get my fellow in family medicine or my diplomat status. I wanted to, that's actually separate. You got diplomat status and your fellow. But if I decided, I'm done spending money taking the test. I really don't want to, go through the stress of taking the test. I don't have to. There's a lot of people out there that choose not to become board certified, and it's not because they can't. They could pass a test. They just don't want to. Now, they're anticipating a shortage of 10,000 doctors within the next few years. And at that point, insurance companies don't mandate that you're board certified. Okay, they need doctors on their panel, all right? You have to be board eligible. I mean, you had to have gone to a medical school. You had to have taken your initial boards, your USMLEs, and there's three of them. But to take your boards every 10 years, I think it's a cool thing to do, and I do it, but it's not mandatory. There's a lot of people that don't, and I don't blame them. It's a very expensive process. But for me, I need to make sure that my listeners feel, secure, that I know the latest and the greatest. And I kind of like, the stress. I just do. I just like, maybe I miss being a student. I loved being a student. I sometimes sit in on classes just to, learn more. But also it's because it's a great way to tell jokes. So, yeah. Yeah, you have a captive audience. They got to listen to the teacher so I can sit in the back of the class and make jokes. See? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.